Laws of Netilat Yadayim in section chapter 165. And this chapter heading is Din Ha'isa Tzrachav V'Roitza Lecha L'Boy Gimel Sifim. The law, one who needs to use the facilities. And he wants to eat, right? You have to wash your hands after you use the facilities. You have to wash your hands before you eat. What do? Boy Gimel Sifim. We have three subsections. Aleph, subsection one. If you did your needs and you want to go eat now, yitl beis pamim, you should wash twice. First, you wash your hands in a way that would not make it fit for eating. In other words, don't wash in a complete normal way that would make your hands fit for eating. Take a little soap. I'm just adding that. And wash your hands and just anything that cleans. Elenakas yodiv. You have to clean your hands. Levarich asher yotzar. To make the blessing asher yotzar. The reason that you have to wash your hands when you come out of the bathroom, because you're going to say a bracha right away. You're going to bless God for creating a person in wisdom and being able to go to the facilities. I mean, God forbid, if you can't, then you know what it is. Then you appreciate it. So for that, it's enough to wash the hands so they're not dirty, so they're clean. So you can just use under the sink, use some water under the sink, and that would be sufficient. You don't have to wash with a keli, you don't need to wash the full hand, you don't need to, none of the law, nor revis, or any of these halachas. Ushniya netila kasheda, but the second one, after that, you wash a second time, a kosher washing, levarach on Til Shadayim, to make the blessing on the Til Shadayim. So, now what's the problem? Why don't you just wash for eating, and the good way, and that'll include both. She'im yitl netilachas kasheda, vivarach tchila sheyotzar, for if he's going to first wash a kosher washing, and then he's going to first make the bracha v'asher yotzar, mipnei she'nes chai bo tchilo. Why would the person need to make the bracha first asher yotzar? For two reasons. If the person comes out of the facilities and he's going to eat, first he has to make the bracha asher yotzar before he goes to eat, because A, that was his first obligation. He used the facilities, he has to make the bracha sheyotzar. Second of all, it's also the more constant bracha, because we do more time sheyotzar than we do the other bracha. So if he's going to make a kosher, and he's going to make first sheyotzar after washing his hands a kosher way, and then he's going to make the bracha on Til Shadayim because he's washing for the bread. So it will be an interruption between the washing and the bracha. Because the asher yotzar will come before on Til Shadayim, because like we said, there's more asher yotzars than the Til Shadayim. And there is earlier the asher yotzar comes before Til Shadayim. Even if he's going to switch the order, and he's going to make first the bracha until Shadayim, and then he's going to make Hashi Yotzar. There's going to be interruption between washing and the Moitzi. Because he's saying Hashi Yotzar is interrupting between the Til Shadayim and the Moitzi. There are those that prohibit to interrupt in between the bracha and the Til Shadayim and washing the hand with any other occupation, any other matter. And, you know, Hashi Yotzar is holy and good, but it's a different matter. As it will be explained later on in subsection in section 166. It's not there anymore?
Nothing was supposed to be on the walls, maybe when they were painted.
Yivorech asher yotzar miyad kshemiyav shavshef yodov lenakoisim lechlucham. But if he doesn't want to wash hands but once, so the best way, he told him, wash twice. First of all, wash a not kosher nitila for, and the second time you do a kosher nitila. But if he only wants to wash once, yivorech asher yotzar miyad kshemiyav yodov lenakoisim lechlucham. You have to make the blessing asher yotzar as soon as you start rubbing your hands to clean them from their dirt. After you pour to them the first pouring, which means you pour the revis on each hand then. Then they're fit for a bracha. They're not yet fit for eating. Until you pour the second waters. And then when you're drying your hands, you are going to make the blessing until Sidaim. So there's no interruption between washing and the blessing, but not between the washing and the moitzi. Kila nigbura nitila, for the nitila hasn't completed, until he poured the second waters. Now, I said before, a revis, but there's another instance. It's talking about he's pouring both hands together. We said before that when your hands are together, they're not metame each other. Otherwise, you can't pour, wash them until you will do the second waters. Commission is boer, the Simen Kuf Samach Beis, as explained in Simen Kuf Samach Beis. You're not allowed to put your hands together after the first time because they're tummy. And we cannot be talking like the scenario that I suggested, and I take that back, that he poured a whole revis, because then his hands would have been kosher ready. Then he can't. We're trying to say that the bracha of asher yotzer he should make in between the first and the second, or after the first one while he's rubbing his hand together. But that would only apply, that would only help if he didn't do a revis. But if he did a revis, his hands are already kosher until Shadayim. He'd still have the same problem like before. The only reason is we're talking about that he poured them together. Since they were poured together, he can be meshavshiv them. He can touch his hands together. And therefore, that's the way to do it. Make asher yotzer after the first time while you're rubbing hands together. And then you make the tils yadayim after you finish the second time. It's still better to wash twice. He's actually saying it over here. Because most of the times, better is to wash two separate times. One for the asher yotzer and then for the washing the hand. Why? And by the way, this can be a real practical question. You know, person usually, or sometimes, before they're going to go to eat, they're going to use the bathroom. So the question is, you know, then they're going to wash their hands. And the question is, should they wash two separate times? You know, I mean, today, most of the time, we wash with soap anyway. So that wouldn't be, but it would be a very practical situation. That's why he's addressing it over here. So he says, better is to take twice, because since most of the times you pour a revis at once, the first time you're already doing a revis, and then you wouldn't need the second more waters to be metired them, and making the asher yotzar would constitute a hefsek over there, because it's already clean. Why is it not between the washing and the bracha until Sidaim? Yes, kan hefsek, and there is a hefsek here. I have another question, but I don't know, it's not connected to here. Well, in that case, why don't we say that you should not wash a second time? If you washed your first time with a revis, isn't the second time washing an interruption between the washing and the bracha? Wash one time, you're washing a revis, and that's sufficient. If you wash from a revis, then don't go wash. Here he's saying majority of the time it happens anyways. But if you know that you're washing for more than a revis, it should be, almost seems like it should be disallowed to do a second time. Because the second time, since it's extra, is creating an interruption between the first time and the bracha until Sidaim, because you're spending time washing a second or a third time, is the way we do it. And one, probably the answer, the simple answer comes to mind is, since it's all part of washing your hands, to make dasha yotzar in the between, that would be a hefsek. But to wash your hands a second time, which is done sometimes for a reason, or even a third time, which is all part of the Netilas Yadayim, that's not considered to be a hefsek. We're not going to tell you, okay, give exactly a hefsek because a little bit more is going to be, oh, a little more, or a second time, a third time. As long as it's all for the washing of the hand, that's not considered. Still, you're doing it in the middle of the mitzvah. But to go stick in an ashayotzer over there, which is nothing to do with the washing of the hands, that would constitute a hefsek. V'im notal netila achas k'sheira. If you did happen to take a kosher netila, v'shokach levorich, and you forgot to make the bracha, at sheshofach mayim shneim. So you either take a first one, and you didn't make the bracha, you know, you did it until Achas K'sheira, and you didn't make the bracha until Shofach Mayim Shneim. So again, what is he saying over here? So he's saying like this. If you wash your hands, first one, a kosher netila, which means for netilas yadayim. And we said before that you should make the ashiyotzer then. Because you still, and then you're going to make the netilas yadayim after the second time. But v'shokach levorech, but you forgot to make the bracha netilas yadayim, ashiyotzer, at sheyishpach, at sheshofach mayim shneim, until you did the second water. So now you're already at the point, what do we do? Do I make an Asher Yotzar or do I make an Atil Zidayim? Another question scenario would be a Shofach Revi Basachas, or you had poured a Revi's at once. Now, what do you do? Do you do Asher Yotzar or do you do Atil Zidayim? La Yivorech Tchil Asher Yotzar. Don't make a Brach Asher Yotzar. V'yach Zivitl Shenis. And then wash again. Vivarach until Sidaim to make another until Sidaim for a second time. Shekvar Yotzi dechavos mitil rishayna, because you already fulfilled your obligation with the first washing. If you can make an ashiyotze, ben yachal vivarach until Sidaim until ashli bilvada. You cannot just make on the second one alone because you're already done. Kim shein b'chuyba. V'im yivarach al netila rishayna achar ashniya. If he's going to make the first one after the second one, so then it will be an interruption between the washing and the bracha. Now, that would be only, I guess, if you are going to make a shiyotzer again. But if you never made a shiyotzer, we don't consider that to be another washing. First make until shiyotzer, and then v'achach shiyotzer. Shabirchas shiyotzer in chashuv ha'esk until la moitzi. It's not considered to be an interruption between the netilah moitzi, even though you're not allowed to interrupt. Kivun shalataras yidayim ibo gamki. Since it's also coming from cleanliness of the hands, that's not really an interruption. It's okay.
Rabbi, the tradition here is to go to the rest three times. You guys do Rebbe E three times or two times?
Three times. Avol beinitilah. In the parentheses, Avul bein itila liberchosa yeshlochus yoisel lehefsek. But if there's no, if it's all coming from cleanliness, so why do we want to make the Asher Yotzar after the Altil Shidayim and saying it's not an interruption? Why don't we say it before Asher Yotzar, before Netil Shidayim and say it's not a hefsek? So he says, bein itila liberchosa yeshlochus yoisel lehefsek. For the reason explained, we have to worry more about an interruption. There in Sif Tazayin, because then there will be two interruptions. Because first of all, it will be between the washing and its bracha. Until Shidayim, you're going to make a bracha shayotzar. And you're also making between the washing and Amoitzi, so you're having two interruptions with Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar is being, if you stick the Asher Yotzar after the washing, before Netilas Yadayim, that Asher Yotzar is interrupting between the washing and the bracha Netilas Yadayim. It's also interrupting between the washing and the eating. So you're having two interruptions. So you might as well have the Netilas Yadayim on the washing, and then the Asher Yotzar is going to also interrupt between the washing and the eating. So there are those people that are careful, they won't talk in between washing their hands and hamoitzi. So after they wash their hands, they're not going to talk. But they do speak between Netilas Yadayim, between washing their hands and making the bracha. You're not allowed to interrupt with speaking. After you wash your hands, you can talk. Toyim heim. They're making a mistake, but tzarich lazirim shlo yisichu klal. You got to warn them not to talk at all. You can't talk after you wash your hands. You cannot talk. And you know, I would add to that also, even after the first washing, since the way we wash after the first time, it's already kosher, because you put a revis and your hands are technically clean, one should not speak as soon as he washed his hand once, because that speaking would also be interruption, even before he did it a second or third time. Unless, it'd be hard to say this, unless we should say, well, his first time is not doesn't count. Only the second or the third time counts. But since his hands are already technically clean, you can't say it doesn't count. It's counted. You know, it's counted, because how are you going to say? You're going to say, well, don't count the first time. He's starting with the second time, or he's starting with the third time, and the third time is making the bracha on. But no, but your hands are already clean from before. So you can't do that. You can't arbitrarily even say, well, my washing is the third one, not the first one. Even if each one, let's say you pour it on your hand three times, each one of those three times independently is enough water to make your hands clean. But if you wash one hand at a time, so even after the third time, right, your hands are not clean, it's only one hand done. So technically, you're not speaking out after your hands are clean, you're still in the middle, you were doing within the mitzvah. But one shouldn't talk, that's not what he's talking. Here he's talking about interruption between the washing and the bracha. Here we're talking within, because you're part of doing the mitzvah. If you washed one hand, you hadn't washed the other hand, you're still in the middle of doing the mitzvah, right? So one shouldn't be talking in the middle of the mitzvah either, but that's not what he's talking about over here. Further, finally, in this subsection says, V'ima yisu tzuracha b'emtza ha'suda. If the person does his needs in the middle of the meal, you use the bathroom, since you will not need to make another blessing of Amoitzi when you come back. So then he doesn't have to, he doesn't make another Amoitzi, you don't have to wash your hand but once. It doesn't need like the two washings, even if there's not enough water, like more than a reviz. And you don't have to worry that you're interrupting between Asher Yotzar, between the washing and the eating. So he still has to wash his hands. See, the thing is like this: when a person uses the bathroom before he goes back to his meal, he must wash do netilas yadayim again, because his hands became unclean again. But in this case, he doesn't have to make hamotzi again. He doesn't have to wash his hand but once. You don't really have to wash your hands more than once.
The spiritual wash, or
no, we're talking about for, because just like when your hands are not clean, you have to wash before you eat bread,
yeah.
He has to start technically over again. But since he says he doesn't have to make hamotzi again, he doesn't have hamotzi again, then he only has to wash once. He doesn't say that we don't apply the whole din of the rabbis of making it dafke two times. And therefore, and you're not going to make another bracha until yadayim either. But now you're going to make Asher Yotzar, you're going to make it after washing your hands once between the netila and the eating. Because even in between washing your hands and the motzi that you normally would do when you wash l'chatchila, because there are those that permit in such a minor interruption, as will be explained in chapter 166. Elo beinitila lahamoitzi. We only worry those who prohibit between nitila to hamoitzi. Mipnei shomru chachamim. Because of the rabbi said, if you say the moitzi right next to the washing, it needs to be suda. But if there is no birch hamoitzi, ain't zorich lizoyer el mehefsek godl. Then you only have to be careful not to make a big interruption. So after washing your hands and going back to the meal, that's also over there they instituted immediately zilaim suda. So commission is bar sham, or commission is bar v'simu kusa magdalid, as we learned there kusa magdalid in sif aleph. So here it's interesting, but this is big. Halachas, I mean, it's in the end. Al Rebbe is talking in here in Sifkus Alachay, in the halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a big halacha because we're saying over here, I mean, he doesn't explain why would we only need, in the middle of the meal, why don't we require you to do a full Netilas Yadayim? I mean, that's what we do in practice. If you use the facilities in the middle of the meal, you'd go ahead and you'd wash your hands regularly like you would do normally. You won't make a bracha until Shadayim, but you'd still wash your hand three times or two times, whatever the way you do it. But you wouldn't have. But here he says that, and because of that, there's not a problem since you're not making motzi again, so we don't care that you say dashi yotzar after that because you're not making a big interruption. That you shouldn't do, small interruption. But he doesn't elaborate why don't we require after going out of the bathroom to really wash your hands. It's like starting out again because your hands are dirty, you're going to eat the meal. If we have the gezerah, but it seems like it's only when you're making the bracha motzi. Since you're not making a motzi, we don't have that gezerah. He just throws it in like in one word over here. Elapamachas, gezerah means the decree that we made because of srachtuma, because of truma, but he just throws it in. He says, Elo pamachas. Ein tzorich lavorach hamoitzi. Ein tzorich little yodav. Elo pamachas. Pamachas means one time. Mayim rishonim. And we don't say that water becomes tummy from your hands. That's why we only need it once. We don't say that. For some reason, we don't say that. And since we don't say that, I guess because you're not making the bracha hamoitzi, the chama didn't require that. And that's it. You know, that's it. So you do one time and. But I'm wondering, like the other halachas, like that it has to be from a keli, that it has to be, you know, it has to be from a revis. Does that apply? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say here whether. Okay, we have two more small subsections that we're going to be done. Subsection base. Aval dover shechayv levorich b'ayin nefoshes rabbis brocha achreinu. Here we're talking about in the middle of the meal, but let's say a person has to make an after bracha, b'nei nefoshes rabbis. He drank something or he ate something that requires b'nei nefoshes rabbis. A bracha reina. B'shokach v'hitl mayim. And he went to the bathroom. He didn't get the bracha achrona. So first, normally make the bracha achrona, then go use the bathroom. But he forgot, and he used the bathroom. Yivorech t'chila asher yotzar. First, you should make asher yotzar. And then you make the after bracha. And the reason is, it comes more constant. Even though the nefashis rabbis, he was first, but yotzer is closer. First you make the bracha ashiyotzer. Basically he's telling you, if you need to make two brachas, bar nefashis and ashiyotzer, first make ashiyotzer and then do bar nefashis, because ashiyotzer is a more common bracha than the bracha of bar nefashis rabbis. I don't know how he decides that, because some people are always eating. They're always making bar nefashis rabbis. I don't know, but that's what it says. And what about if you have to make an al hamichya, for example? Why is he only say by bar nefashis? What about if you have to make an al hamichya?
Right.
Mm. And you use the facilities, you still seem to make kashiyotzer. Why, I don't know why he's saying only bar nefashis rabbis over here, and not. I think maybe he didn't lose the bracha, just because he went to the bathroom, did he lose the opportunity to make a halamicha? I'm not sure. I have to look up now. Why is he only saying by the bar nefashis rabbis over here?
Maybe he'll come to it.
No. Well, we're finishing up now. Subsection Gimel 3. Im Rabim, this is the final halacha until Sidaim. Im Rabim Mesubim Besuda. If there are many people sitting at a meal, Hagodl Neitel Yod of Tchilim Nekvede, the one, the greatest, the most respectful, the one respected one, he washes his hands first because of his honor. But there was some great people who used to have the tradition, the custom was to wash at the end, so they should not delay in waiting until everybody washes. They shouldn't come to talk any other things, other matters, as will be explained in Simakul Samach Vav. Some of these halachas, you know, in this last few lines over here, we had many references to Kuf Samach Vav, which is the next laws. Those are the laws of Hilchos Betzias Sapas, of eating. And that's the next, the very next siman. So I think some of the details from here will become more clear over there as we move on.